Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. So once you have created a LinkedIn account for your brand, it's time to pay attention to the 7 powerful tips which I'm gonna tell you now in this episode. It will help you a lot to skyrocket your business on LinkedIn. Alright? So the first step is your cover photo. Make sure that your photo is attractive and creative to gain more and more attention from your profile visitors. A good way to convey a company message is to build an emotion that associates with your brand. Alright? So use a top quality cover photo which should be in high definition. Now coming to the second tip, which is your summary. This is very important for your LinkedIn marketing strategy. The first two sentences should be very informative and persuasive to make the readers want more from it. Understand? Use a brief copy that should be directly connected with your target audience. Now, the third tip is your profile details. Many of the companies and profiles missed out on this obvious LinkedIn strategy. You have to complete your profile by answering each and every section to gain more credibility and appear professional. Now, coming to the fourth tip, which is content creation. See, LinkedIn should be used as a platform for providing a guide, meaningful information, and even entertainment for the reader. But not to showcase your sale or promotional material. It is advisable to use 3 to 5 relevant hashtags in your LinkedIn post. You have to use niche hashtags instead of broad ones. Also, posting time plays an important role in LinkedIn strategy. The trick is to post early in the morning or later in the evening, because that's when professionals use their smartphones for non-work related stuff. The content which you will create on the platform should ask some questions and should also have some audience interaction, right? Also be up to date with the latest news in your industry and regularly state your opinion on it. And yes, you can also use infographics to catch the attention of your audience. Now, the fifth tip is none other than sponsored ads. See, similar to other social media platforms, LinkedIn also allows you to run ads on it. You can use the feature of target audience so you can target the people who have already visited your website. These type of users create meaningful conversation as they have already passed the awareness stage. With captivating content and repeating exposure, you will be on the top of your prospects' mind. That's for sure. Now, the sixth step is try to analyze the data. See, every marketing strategy is incomplete without analyzing your data, which includes your marketing performance. You can use LinkedIn Native Analytics Dashboard to fetch your data. Throughout the week, you should post a variety of content, and then at the end of the week, study your data and figure out what posts are doing well, and then create more of those, right? Web traffic, engagements, and conversions are the three metrics that you should track. Alright? Now coming to the seventh and last step, which is use videos as a marketing tool on LinkedIn. Here, you should use LinkedIn video option instead of uploading YouTube links or podcast links. Remember this, alright? You should never use any third-party links on your post. It is not at all liked by LinkedIn algorithm. Instead, you can give the link in your first comment, alright? You can upload the trailer of your podcast episode in a video form and then give the full episode link in the first comment. So I hope these tricks will help you a lot in your LinkedIn marketing strategy. I wish you all the very best. All right, guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn, and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode, and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself, and I love you all.